Shall I do so now?
Go ahead and vote it right now, Alex, please, then I'll take a stab.
It needs a second.
Okay. I'm bringing this, this is kind of in line with the motion coming out of the Governance Committee, but
Alex,
it's been...
Alex, before you motivate, do we have a second? Sorry.
Yes,
okay.
Second,
Bill.
Okay, I heard a woman. Was it Carolyn? But Bill, I'll take
that
Bill.
That was Kathy.
Kathy, okay, thank you. There's a second. Go ahead, Alex. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. The substitute motion is roughly in line with the motion coming out of the Governance Committee, but it's been... that motion had been carefully vetted for legal opinions, and I think we've considerably tightened it up and changed the emphasis from where the emphasis seemed to be on declaring whether individuals are eligible or not to be delegates. This motion defines what it means to be a member in good standing, and it's something we badly need because a lot of things are contingent on whether one is a member in good standing or not a member in good standing, and that is different than simply being a member. That is somebody who simply pays their $25 dues. The legal opinion that I circulated from Mr. Wonderwheel argues that there was an earlier question, and we had a legal opinion from Pacifica's legal counsel to the effect that he thought this had to be something like this had to be introduced as a bylaws amendment, and I have a legal opinion arguing precisely that it should not be a bylaws amendment, precisely because we already have the term member in good standing in our bylaws, and we would be negligent in our fiduciary responsibility if we did not try to actually give that definition some meaning. And that's what this motion attempts to do. So I would like to open it for discussion. Thank you.
Okay. This is Mia Summer.
Hey, Lydia.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I've got Nia and then Lydia, and I think I had a stack prior with George, so...
No, I'm not on the stack.
Okay.
No.
All right, Nia, go ahead, please.
Okay. Bill for the stack.
And Bill, thank you. No, I meant I thought I had a stack when George first spoke, but okay, I'm going to go Nia, Lydia, Bill, okay? Nia, go ahead, please.
Okay, I mean, I respect people's right to get an opinion, okay? Now... The thing is, Mr. Wonderwheel, I am speaking against this. And not to say Mr. Wonderwheel is guilty by association, but this is the husband of Carol Spooner, the woman who advocates selling WBAI and other stations. So on that basis alone, I am very skeptical about this. I don't see him as neutral. And I would like to make a motion that this be referred to the Foundation's General Counsel, whose name is Andy Gold, before we make any decision based on an opinion from, like I said, someone whose wife wants to sell the stations of the Pacifica Foundation. I absolutely disagree with this.
Alex on the stack, please.
Alex, why don't I have you respond at the end, because closing words, you and George will both get to, have the last word, as it were. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. All right, Lydia, you're next.
Yes, and I do want to point out that Pacifica's counsel, I'm not going to characterize his opinion without his permission, but that his opinion was rendered on something prior, on a draft prior to the substitute motion. So it would be in order to obtain a new opinion, and I would move to table this until such an opinion takes place.
Okay. Is there a second for the motion to table?
Yes.
This is Laura. Laura's the second? Okay. Thank you. Bill, you're the final person on the stack. I know motion to table it. This is not debatable. Is my recollection correct, George?
No, correct.
Thank you. Okay. Bill, you were the last person on stack, so I'm going to let you speak, okay? And then we'll vote on the motion to table, okay?
This is Ken. I'd like to go on the stack if it's not tabled.
If it's not tabled. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Bill. I'm just going to let you finish the stack.
Okay. Well, Mr. Wonderwheel, let me first to kind of talk about Nia's issue there was, is, you know, he's really kind of an expert on our bylaws. He's been involved with it, very familiar with it for years. And so I do place, you know, in pretty high standing regarding that. But with or without a legal opinion, I mean, the motion is on its
face. Point of order.
And, you know, I've talked to people.
Point of order.
Go ahead, point of order.
We were voting on tabling.
I was saying you can't debate the motion to table. I was just finishing the stack. I'm trying to be polite. You know, politeness is not all.
Polite is following the rules.
Well, he was on stack before the motion to table. So.
All right. Arguing the motion that we're asking the table.
Okay, thank you.
So we would ask that you proceed with the motion to table according to Robert's.
Okay, thank you. Bill, I'll go ahead and proceed with a vote on the motion to table, but I'll put you back on stack if it fails,
okay,
so that
you
can finish your thoughts, and then I'll put Ken on stack. Thank you. It's fine. Okay, so there's a motion to table on the floor. If you support it, please vote yes. If you do not, please vote no, or you may abstain. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ivan Alsame? Can't hear you, Alvin. Teresa Allen?
No. Can you hear me?
Yes. Nia Vediaco?
Absolutely, yes.
Leslie Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No to table.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Reveling Gold?
Yes, table.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Carly Lexa?
No.
Isia Longanza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder? Can't hear you, George.
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Feinberg? Pardon?
No.
And Andrea is excused, so that is...
Point of information, I didn't hear Member George Ryder voting.
I didn't vote yet.
He voted yes.
This is Ivan.
Thank you.
And how do you vote, Ivan?
I voted no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 no, and 0 abstentions.
I counted 10 no.
Okay, let me check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The notes that I have are Ken Aaron, Ivan Alsame, Teresa Allen, excuse me, Carolyn Burden, Bill Crozier, pardon? Bill Crozier, Kathy Davis, Allie Lexa, Tracy Rosenberg, and Alex Steinberg. who do you have? Excuse me, who do you have that I don't have? You have as no that I don't have. Not that it matters.
This is Nia, Madam Chair, Secretary. I got dropped. What was the vote count? I have 11-9.
That's what I have as well.
Okay. So it failed. Okay. Thank you. I got dropped.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but...
Hello. This is George. Oh, Summer.
Motion to table passes.
Summer, where are you, Summer? This is just length of the meeting.
This is Tracy. I'm sorry. I don't mean to delay things, but I thought that it was 10 to 9. So could we verify that? I don't get 11 to 9.
Okay. I got 11 to 9.
But I don't. And I'm a member, too, so I'd like to get that 11-10 thing right now.
The yeses that I have is Nia Bediako, Wesley Mattoon, Lydia Brazon, Revlon Gold, Heather Gray, Campbell Johnson, Ifia Wangaza, Laura Priebus, Marcel Reed, George Ryder, Dan Siegel. That's 11.
Summer? Back. Car.
Bill,
come
can
back
you
to the
share?
Summer, you must be muted. We can't hear you.
Sorry, I'll skip muting. I'm trying to not be contributing to static and background noise, but every time I talk to everybody, they think I'm not here. So obviously,
can I have the floor?
Yes, you may have the floor, but I was just verifying that indeed it's 11 to 9, and that is tabling on the substitute, not on the main motion, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Okay, that's all. And I'm sorry, I was speaking, but I was on mute, so that's time to go ahead, George, please. You have the floor.
I would request that we get a legal opinion from Andy Gold on the substitute.
Okay.
I object. We already have a legal opinion from Andy Gold.
The substitute just failed. I don't understand.
Well, no, it's been tabled, that's all. I think George is looking for to the future in case it gets taken off the table.
Point of order, Ken?
Yes, Ken.
Those people who disagree with the rulings or statements or motions made by people could kindly refrain from ejaculating some disagreement and allow us to proceed with Robert's rules of order.
Can I finish my statement?
Okay. Of course you can. Go ahead, Alex.
I just want to say I object to asking for a legal opinion from Andy Gold because we already have a legal opinion from Andy Gold. What's the point? What's the point of going back to Andy Gold for a legal opinion on the same motion that we've already had a legal opinion on?
Isn't the same motion?
Well, the governance committee motion is the same motion.
That's true, but I asked a legal opinion on the substitute.
I don't see that there's going to be a substantially different opinion.
You just may not, but there may be.
Plus, you argued that there was a difference.
We have a difference of opinion on the legal issues here between two different attorneys. I think people, this is a time when people have to use their own gray matter and figure out, you know, where they stand on the arguments.
Ken to the staff.
Tracy for the staff.
Point of information.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Is Andy Gold actually on this call?
No, he's not, because to be perfectly honest, we're burning incredible amounts of legal bills, having him sit frequently through agenda approval in minutes. So I haven't had him on an open session call in months, only in closed session, and I was frankly thinking of nipping and tucking it there to only when he's doing legal reports, but he's planning to be on the closed session tonight. So, but no, he is not on at this point in time. Why don't we follow the normal procedure? If three people want an opinion from Andy Gold, please send it to me, okay? And, you know, I'm happy to request it, okay? So, if that's all right.
Madam Chair, point of information, I just want to clarify. With the last motion to table, the substitute has been tabled, right?
That is correct. We still have the main motion on the floor, so we should go deal with it next, okay, frankly. And if people want an opinion on a tabled motion, then, you know, I need let me have a request from three directors, please. All right, because I'm doing everything I can to sort of, you know, not expend undue legal bills if I can avoid it. But the main motion is on the floor, actually, George. So I don't know if you'd want to make any final, you know, argument for the motion.
I would like to move to table this motion.
Okay. All right.
Second.
Second for Nia. And I have Tracy. Tracy, go ahead, please.
It's not debatable.
Yeah. I'm just, this is really ridiculous, this process. How does one speak at this moment in time? Are you calling on me, Summer, or not? We're tabling everything in sight.
I didn't know.
And I don't understand what the point is of asking for legal opinions on tabled motions.
Neither do I, which is why I said I'd need to hear from three directors to pursue that further, quite frankly, because it's tabled. But nonetheless, okay, so there's a motion to table on the floor, folks. And we can't debate it. So if you support it, vote yes. If you do not, vote no, and then we can take more discussion, okay, and take a vote on it. Madam Secretary, would you be kind enough to call the roll, please? Madam Secretary? Perhaps you're muted now. I'm not sure.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ivan Alsame? Kenny,
no.
Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa.
Say no.
Nia Bediako.
There's so much to tabling this, the main motion for an opinion. What are we doing?
Yes.
I'm Madam Secretary. Yes, the legal opinion. Yes.
It's not about the legal opinion, Nia. It's just to table the main motion. That's what we're voting on.
Yes. Yes, double yes.
Leslie Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No. And how did Wesley vote? I didn't hear that.
He said yes.
He said yes. Kathy Davis?
No.
Revlon Gull?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Ali Lexa?
No.
Ixia Wangaza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Okay, so it's 11-9.
Ken to the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Can you hear me?
Ken to the floor. Ken to the floor.
Tracy, for the stack, please.
What does that mean?
Ken to the stack first. Ken.
Where's the chair?
Can you hear me?
The motion failed.
I haven't gone anywhere. You just can't hear me. I got it. 11-9. Thank you. Go ahead, Ken.
I make a motion. I have the floor. Thank you. I make a motion to join any legal, paying anything for legal opinions on a motion that will never pass until the majority is willing to establish rules that will give us a more functional PNB. It's just wasting money going to an attorney. It's a parliamentary tactic to avoid getting any improvement in our...
Okay, Ken, folks, Ken still has the floor.
I just want to make a motion.
The motion. Go ahead, Ken. Go ahead and put it neatly.
That there will be no further expense for legal opinions on this motion.
Is it because they are tabled?
Yes.
Point of order.
Point of information.
Okay, first let me see if there's a... Hold on, is there a second on Ken's motion?
Yes, Carolyn.
Carolyn's a second. Hold on, now I'll take Teresa's point of information. And George has a point of order. Did I get that right, or is it reversed?
I got that right, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and this is Tracy. I'm on the stack at some point when I...
Okay, I'll put you after the point of information on the point of order. Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit confused. I read the original motion briefly, cursorily. I read the amendment pretty much in depth. But did I miss something? Did you say that our corporate counsel had already given an opinion on the original motion?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. George, point of order?
I don't really recall whether the rule that if three directors ask for a legal opinion is a bylaw or a standing rule.
I think it wasn't a bylaw, George. I think it was a standing rule. It seems to me it came
standing
in
rule.
Last
okay.
year.
This motion, then, is in violation of our standing rule.
I'm sorry, the motion to not get a legal opinion. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough, George. It was last year sometime. I'd have to look back to figure out when to avoid having, you know, one person.
And we are out of time. It's time certain for the open session meeting.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna take Tracy, and let me give consideration on ruling on this motion. Go ahead, Tracy.
Oh, yeah, I was about to object to time running out before I got to speak, but
okay.
I will jump over that point. I do not believe that directors have the right to request legal opinions on motions they've tabled. It sort of violates common sense in terms of advocating properly for the resources of the foundation. And if, in fact, there is no intent to duly consider the motion, then the legal opinion is basically just a waste of money. So there's something here that's not quite right. So I am sort of with Ken, although I don't think that motion was worded correctly, that I think the disposition of foundation resources to consider a motion really needs to be dependent on that motion being untabled right now. Otherwise, the spending of foundation money on legal opinions is really, what's the word?
It's all right.
Essentially duplicitous, and it's essentially irresponsible, and it's essentially a waste of money.
Point of order.
So what we, excuse me, Amelia.
I'll take your
so
point
what,
of order when she's done speaking. I try not to cut people off. Go ahead.
So I don't think that we can honor the request for a legal opinion. And let's not forget, this is a third legal opinion on basically the same motion. We've already got two. And it's a second opinion on fundamentally the same motion from the same attorney. So what we're talking about here is really spending hundreds of dollars for absolutely nothing. And I would like to put something forward that, excuse me, so I would like to put something forward that no further legal opinion will be gotten on this motion until it is untabled by the body. And the body can attend to that at this point in time, or it can attend to it next week.
Is that on either of these motions? As a legal opinion was rendered on the first motion, but not the second. So we're speaking of the second, correct?
The second motion is remarkably similar to the first, and the legal bills and the legal issues are essentially the same. An opinion by the same attorney will result in exactly the same opinion that we already paid for twice.
The member is not a mind reader.
I'm asking if it was because both motions were tabled, are you applying it to any further legal opinions on these tabled motions? Is that correct?
I am attempting it to using station resources for any further legal opinions on either of these motions, that they need to be untabled first, because we need to be serious and not just playing procedural games and wasting money.
I understand. Before I move on to the point of order, may I see if there's a second?
Sure,
is there a second to Tracy's substitute motion to Ken's motion?
Yes, Carolyn, I'll second that.
Thank you, Carolyn. Afia, I'll take
your question. We are out of time.
I understand. Is there a motion to continue? Let me just finish. What is the point of order, Afia, please?
There's a motion to extend.
The point of order is that the member was arguing a motion that had already failed.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, Afia?
The member was arguing a motion that had already failed.
What motion is she?
No, it didn't fail. It was tabled.
Failed. These
tabled.
Things have been tabled. We're talking procedurally.
The motion that that the main motion be tabled, not be tabled. Well, no, that it be tabled. And she was arguing that it
should be taken off of the table.
No, what you said is that we did not, no, folks, I understand both of the motions clearly, which is that we do not expend resources on legal opinions for tabled motions because they're not pending matters, and one would presumptively expend legal resources on matters which are pending before the board, or at least in which the board professes to have some interest, because conceivably things have been tabled and stayed that way for 2 years. So if it were never to be taken off the table...
It's clearly an issue that the board is concerned about and therefore is entitled to a legal opinion. There is no consistent on the standing rule for the request of legal opinion.
I have a point of order.
I'm making a motion that there be.
A point of order.
Yeah, and anyone can make a motion about a standing rule at any time. This isn't a bylaw. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Nia. You have a point of order, please?
The point of order is... time ran out. So I would like to know, how is this going to be valid? There was no motion to extend time, and we need 2/3. All of this is null and void.
It's not null and void until we're out of the session.
The motion was on the table before time ran out.
It's totally on the table.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was. We've been on this at least.
Time ran out.
No, it didn't.
We were at the point of time running out when I gave Tracy the floor, so I'm not going to argue that one either way. I will allow a vote on the motion to proceed because it does not violate the standing rule on three directors seeking a legal opinion for someone else to introduce a motion that says, sure, that's fine, except when you're asking for a legal opinion on something which isn't pending before the board. Because there is the possibility that a point is moot if it has been tabled, because unless it is taken off the table, it's just conjectural. So I'm going to let you guys decide. I mean, the vote will go however the vote goes, but I'll let a vote proceed on it, okay? So, and that's my ruling. I don't see that the two are necessarily in conflict to put some restriction on that based on whether or not something's actually relevant.
Can you explain what we're...
There are two motions on the floor, one to substitute for the other. Tracy's substitute is that no legal opinion will be sought on either of these motions unless they're taken off the table. So, correct? Is that a correct recapitulation, Tracy?
That's correct.
Okay. So it's straightforward. You can vote against it. That's cool. Madam Secretary, please call the roll. We're out of time. Let's do it, and wherever the substitute goes, and if it becomes the main motion, we'll vote on that. If you support this motion, then say yes. If you don't, say no. And if you don't care, abstain. Please go ahead and call the roll. Thank you.
And Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Alsame?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes. Yeah.
Nia Vediacro?
No.
Wesley Bassoon? Can't hear you, Wesley.
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Bruzon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Revlon Gold?
I don't even know what we're voting on at this point. I'm sorry. Let me pass for a second.
Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather. Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Alexa votes yes.
Kaylin Gaza votes no. Laura Priebus?
No.
Okay. Marcel Reed?
No.
Alex Ryder?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
A pass.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Sophia, this is Dan Siegel. You didn't call me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dan, how do you vote, Dan?
No.
Thank you. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson votes no.
Sophia, this is Heather. I'm sorry. Okay. How do you know as well? Thank you. Revlon Gold?
Thank you.
Okay, no.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, no. 0 abstentions. Can't hear you, Summer.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, final vote count, please? Just
no,
yes, no.
11, no.
Okay, 11, no, 9, yes again. Okay. Is it 9, yes?
That's correct.
Okay, I just figured it was the same vote count. Okay, so the substitute fails, and not to torture us too much, but there's the main motion on the floor, which is Ken's. Ken, do you have the wording on that? We just got to do this, folks, and then we can go to
closing. As I can recall, it's exactly the same intent. I think it should just be considered as voted down.
Okay, thank you. That is more efficient in terms of time. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, very good, folks. May we adjourn, please, and go to closed session. Thank you so much, and I'm going to text Andy to please join us, okay? All right, thank you.